So one of the things I 100% need to focus on moving forward is consistent development of pipeline. And it was actually a question that was asked in my Facebook group the other day. It was basically, how can I generate more leads through social media? And it's a really, really good question. Something that I've been thinking about a lot recently in terms of almost like putting your lead generation on autopilot and really trying to focus in on, like, when you generate those leads, what happens with them? Because I think there's three elements to effective lead generation in my head, like right now, if I'm speaking this out loud, is step number one is understanding why you're generating the leads. So what's the actual purpose and where you're going to drive those leads to? How are you going to monetize from them? How are you going to build the relationships up from them? Number two is then understanding where they're going to come from. So what activity are you going to do? Is it going to be organic? Is it going to be paid? Where is the focus going to be? And that's what I'm going to talk to you about throughout this episode. And step number three then is, again, what are you actually going to do with those leads once they're on your database? Because if you're anything like me, if you've done anything in the past, like in the past, I've neglected my list. So I've built leads up really effectively. Like we've got a database of over 7,500 people. Maybe even more now. However, there's people on that list that have probably not had the communication that they probably deserved and needed to be able to then transition from a lead into a customer. And that, I think, is very similar across the board for every other business that I've worked with recently. It's like, when we're generating leads, it's great, but what do we do with them? So just in this, I just want to cover briefly what my plan is. Again, accountability thing for me in my head about, look, this is what you're going to do for the rest of this week and focus on is look at, okay, I know my reason why. So on my social media accounts, lead generation and pipeline is being built for one of two reasons. It's either to go into my Instagram Academy, or so my storytelling, social media content creation, Instagram Academy, whatever we're calling it these days, that I really need to nail down. And if not, then it goes into my agency. So it filters into the agency work that we do. So I've got two clear directions. Now, I don't care who goes onto my list as long as they fit into that like category. I don't want to be generating pipeline, generating leads, if they don't fit one of those categories, because otherwise they're just a wasted email address and they muck up all your figures. So again, real quality thing here is making sure that you've got decent targeted people on your list when you're looking to generate your social media leads. So when you know your why, you can then move on to the next step. And the next step is generating those inquiries. Now, the biggest tip that I can give you, and it's really basic, but it's something that a lot of businesses don't really look at, is how to really generate interest. Now, whether you're a service-based business or a product-based business, sometimes lead magnets, for instance, perform better than others. So the guy that's actually asked me about this question, I think he runs a masonry. So the info product lead magnet's not going to work. So you need to think a little bit differently if you're in one of those types of businesses. If you are in an informational type business, then 100%, think about something for free that you can give people to be able to entice them in. Now, I want to hold on to that thought for a second, because with the masonry stuff, that's exactly what you can do. It might not be an informational product, but what it can be is a free invite into your service, into what you do, a free trial into what it is that you do. Maybe you get the first, if they put in their email address and phone number, you can get a 10, 20% discount off what it is that you're doing. If it is just a potential evaluation, a free audit on whatever the work it is that you're doing. Again, probably not masonry related, but maybe something that relates to an accountancy service or a solicitor's. So take a look at the industry that you're in and actually have a look and do some research. So this is what I do. I will look at what my competitors are giving out to generate inquiries. Now, if there is nothing, that says one of two things depending on your mindset. One is that no one's doing anything because it doesn't work. Or two, no one's doing anything and it's a huge opportunity. So again, we just need to have a think about what ideas that we can put out there to be able to exchange our product or service of something for free in trade for that email address and phone number. Really simple stuff, but if you don't have those links and those opportunities on your social media, it becomes very difficult to lead gen. Because you've got nothing to offer people where you can build a relationship further, where you can get on the phone with them and have a conversation with them. So again, do the research. Have a look at what your competitors are doing. Have a look at what similar type industries are doing. So if you're in the masonry business, have a look at potentially what mechanics are doing. Have a look at what builders are doing. Have a look what engineers are doing. Have a look at all the similar type industries and how they are generating leads for their business, because it's very, very key to be able to do so. When you understand what that is, you can then look at both paid and organic strategies. Now, I haven't got time to go into all of those strategies deep, like as a deep dive, but your organic needs to be about your story, your journey as a business, what you're going on, why you are better than your competitors, what makes you stand out, why should people come to you, do you care more, do you go above and beyond, is your product better, is your service better. Your content needs to really and like really hold this tight. So when you're creating, that everything that you go, like everything that's published, you are 100% proud of, that tells your brand story. So your organic is a way for you to be able to generate for free relationships that you would never have been able to do before. So your social media profiles, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, like Facebook, find some key groups that you can work in that potentially will have your ideal client in there. So again, if you're a masonry or an accountant or a solicitor, there are groups out there in your local areas where you can go and talk about the services and the products that you offer. Get into them, get networking on them, make people aware of who you are. When you then move into the paid strategy, you need to make sure it links really closely with your organic content. But your paid is obviously looking at more targeted, specific people using the Ads Manager or the Google Ads Manager, whatever it is that you're using, to be able to pinpoint and put content in front of people that need to know who you are. So people that have got similar interests, people that are looking and searching for keywords on the internet, people that are in certain locations, certain age groups. Like, this is what the Ads Manager can do for you. And again, I don't have time to go into a deep dive into that, but this is what we need to align. So when I'm thinking to myself about my business, it's like, I understand the reason why. I now know the two strategies. Once I've got my free thing that I can offer that drives people into both different directions, whether it's my agency or my academy, which is all set up now, that's good to go, I can look at my organic strategy and my paid strategy to be able to then put people into a database where what then happens in my world, and this is the stuff that I've got to work on this week, is that there is either an email sequence or a phone call to that person, trying to understand a little bit more about who they are, what they do, and again, not looking to sell them anything, but just looking to build that relationship further. And that's the thing that I'm really trying to link up, because I've done it for my previous businesses, and my current company, my Instagram, social media, storytelling, content agency, is now going through a transition. And what I'm really trying to do is make sure that I'm consistently innovating, consistently moving with the times, which every business should be doing, by the way, and making sure that my lead magnets, my low ticket offers, my high ticket services all tie in really, really nicely. So when someone joins my list, when someone declares interest in what it is that I do and wants to receive more information, they are being continuously talked to and not being forgotten about. Effective lead generation on social media is the way that I've grown my business. I know it is. I'm good at social media. I know I am. And I know you can be as well, whoever is listening to this. You just need to apply the right principles. So that's it for today. Like, your task, if you're going to do anything, your mission, if you choose to accept, your challenge, if you choose to accept, is to tag me in this when you've done it. So christaylor.ig, if this has been helpful, tag me in this. I want you to write a list of all the potential free things that you can give to your potential audiences that's going to encourage them to give you their phone number and email address. And then what I want you to do is do either a video or just send me a voice note of what it is that you're going to do once they join your list, once you have that data. What information are you going to send them? How are you going to communicate with them? How are you going to build that relationship further? Those two things are the starting points for effective lead generation online. And what you can then do, and what I'll talk about in the next one, is then how you can then create the content that attracts those people in. Because before you even talk about building your pipeline, you need to understand what happens when someone goes on it. Because there's no point having an 85% full pipeline of absolute dog shit. If you're going to have a pipeline, you want it full of hot, targeted people that are ready to convert.